You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Today we have part three in a seven-part series looking at sea level rise in California. From the San Diego-Tijuana border all the way up to Humboldt Bay, we're visiting with some of the people and places that are dealing with flooding, coastal erosion, and pollution, all made worse by rising tides. KALW Emergency and Disaster Preparedness reporter Wren Farrell is the lead producer on this series. Hey, Wren.
Hi, Hannah.
So we're on part three. For those who may have missed earlier episodes, what have we heard so far in this series?
So far, we've heard two stories about flooding. One was in Napa County, where a small community is struggling to agree about how to fix an aging levee. The second was in Humboldt County, where a restaurant owner has somehow managed to turn regular flooding at his restaurant into a business opportunity.
Okay, and so what are we listening to today?
Today, we have another story about a town where flooding is a regular occurrence. This time, we're going down to Pescadero. It's a small farming town about 2 miles east of Highway 1 on the coast.
Okay, 2 miles east of the ocean. That seems far. How is it being impacted by sea level rise?
Pescadero has several creeks running through it. Bigger rainstorms, unmanaged debris, and erosion are already causing a lot of flooding. And as sea levels rise, the flooding is getting worse because of the ways that the creeks connect to the ocean.
Mm. And so what makes this story different from the other ones we've heard so far in the series?
Residents of the agricultural town of Pescadero in San Mateo County have been dealing with flooding for decades.
The entire town of Pescadero is gearing up for tomorrow's big rainstorm.
Let's take you to the peninsula, where Pescadero Road is flooded all the way through the small San Mateo County community.
But members of the large immigrant and farmworker community say that flooding highlights a class divide, especially between renters and private landlords. In collaboration with Coastside News, Sebastian Minobucelli is going to take a closer look at people who have had to deal with flooding in their homes for years and the people who are trying to address this problem in a more equitable way.
Well, you up for taking a little walk down the street? Okay.
I'm in Pescadero, getting a tour from Irma Rodriguez Mitten. She's executive director of Arriba South Coast. It's a nonprofit that looks for community responses to climate change.
Bridge over here.
Rodriguez Mitten is taking me to spots in town that are known to flood after a big rain. The first place she takes me is Stage Road. It's the main street in this town of almost 600 residents, and we come across a house that's currently under construction.
This hit it now.
This is one of the most historic homes in Escudero. This home
is being raised.
Oh, wow.
3 feet so that it's above the floodplain.
The town of Pescadero was built on a floodplain. Rainwater runs down the Santa Cruz Mountain and drains into a number of creeks that lead to a marsh and eventually the ocean. This all makes the Pescadero Butte watershed. Sometimes flooding happens when one of the creeks is clogged or during high tides when there's too much water coming in. This has been affecting businesses and residents here for decades. But Rodriguez Mitten says not everyone can just raise their home 3 feet.
If you are a property owner with means and you can raise your home, well, that's great. That's one home raised out of the floodplain. But the community isn't raised out of the floodplain.
That's the issue Rodriguez Mitten is trying to tackle. I got a chance to meet a resident who lives on Pescadero Creek Road and has made the news for being open about the flooding issues in town.
Mi nombre es María Juana Zavala Rizzo. Y yo soy agricultora de flores ahorita en este momento.
She said she's a farmer that works with flowers. I met Zavala back in 2023 after she attended a Board of Supervisors meeting with the advocacy group Del Campo a Cambio, From Fields to Change. She talked to supervisors about problems going on in the South Coast.
Esta casa está ubicada al lado del río de Pescadero. El agua del río...
Fighting tears, she says the home she's lived in for 28 years is located by the river and has flooded during the rainy season.
El enero pasado, el agua estaba tan alta, tuve que usar botas de lluvia para desplazarme por mi cocina y preparar la cena con botas de lluvia.
2 years ago in January, the water was so high, she had to walk around in her kitchen wearing rain boots just to be able to make dinner. Since the meeting, her landlord has installed cinder block walls in the lower parts of the home to keep the water out during the rainy seasons. Her house doesn't flood anymore. In her living room, Zavala shows me photos from one of those really bad rainstorms.
Mira, puedes ver aquí en la banqueta, pues, de mi casa aquí enfrente.
¿Y eso era cuántos pies? ¿De dos pies de agua?
Más no, pues te salías para afuera y te llegaba hasta la rodilla. Y mi esposo más no lo puedo publicar porque se enoja.
Zavala tells me that the flood was so bad, her front yard was underwater. The water reached to her knees.
Wow, mira esta.
She laughs a little looking at the photos now, but Zavala tells me that after her house flooded 5 times in 1 year, she suffered from a long depression. What really hurt was how the floods drowned her prized garden.
Yo lo miraba tan hermoso en mi patio de plantas que había plantado y todo eso. Y después que se inundó, sentí como desaliento, como desánimo, como, ay, ¿para qué ya planto?
She says after the floods wrecked her garden, she felt discouraged. Why plant more flowers if they would just be taken by the river in the next flood? And solutions, like putting cement walls around flooding areas, that can be difficult for renters like Zavala and her family who can't make upgrades without landlord approval. Irma Rodriguez Min and I drive further west out Pescadero Creek Road, which connects the town to Highway 1 on the coast. She says some of the homes here get flooded almost every time the water in the creek is high.
So the combination of a rainstorm with high water levels in the creek plus high tide just sends it right over the banks into their house.
We arrive at another point on Pescadero Creek Road that floods a lot. The source at this spot is Butno Creek.
So this is where Butno Creek flows into Pescadero Marsh, and on the other side, Pescadero Creek is coming into Pescadero, also in the marsh.
Sometimes the flooding is so bad on the road that it cuts off direct access to town for days. Even the town's fire station gets flooded, making it harder to respond to emergencies in Pescadero.
And then you can see this is the low point of the road, so it would fill this field, and then you can see the creek would essentially go.
One Shoreline is a countywide agency working to address sea level rise, flooding, and coastal erosion. It recently installed a monitoring system in Pescadero to help residents figure out just how flooded the road is and if it's too dangerous to drive.
So this is the new monitoring that One Shoreline was able to put in for us that flashes, the roadway flood flashes when it does detect water on the road.
Before One Shoreline intervened, the only way residents could guess if the road was safe enough to cross was by looking at an old marker, a metal sign with a white line painted on it.
I got a little car. If I can still see through the water, if I can still see the white lines that mark the road, I might be safe. If I can't see the white lines, I probably shouldn't go through it.
As we look at Butno Creek, I notice a lot of wood and other debris. I asked Rodriguez Min, whose responsibility is it to clean the creek up?
That's a good question. Another good question for the RCD.
The RCD, or the Resource Conservation District. Every county in the state has a similar agency. Executive Director Kellex Nelson says with a problem as complex as flooding in Pescadero, there have to be multiple solutions.
You know that expression, it takes a village? I like to say it takes a watershed.
She says on state property, the RCD can tackle floods by dredging, deepening creeks to remove excessive sediment. On county property, she says, the RCD does work on roadways and bridges. As for the private landowners that live along the creek,
the landowners partnered with us and led us to do work on their property. And they've been partnering with like floodplain restoration and sediment management and all this other stuff.
She says, in addition to the current flooding problems, the RCD is planning for future uncertainties like heavy storms, historic drought, and sea level rise.
Ocean water is coming further up and inland, which forms its own dam for the fresh water from the rains that's coming down from the mountains so that that fresh water backs up into town.
But a lot of these solutions have to be coordinated because if just one person or entity does it on their own,
it will ultimately fail, probably catastrophically, and it may make matters worse for their neighbor.
Nelson says the RCD is trying to get homeowners along Pescadero Creek Road to agree to a kind of radical solution. If each one gives up a little bit of the property and allows the RCD to plant willows and add rock, that might just stabilize the shore, slow down rapid water, and reduce erosion. She says that the landowners' partnership matters because some backyards have been lost in a storm, and now they resemble cliffs.
There's only a limited amount of places that you can go before these houses start falling in.
Maybe in the future, a solution like this could help renter Maria Zavala, who lives by the creek.
Mira, esta casa estaba hasta allá. Este terreno, todo ese terreno ya se lo comió el río.
Just steps out of the back of the house, Zavala shows me the property used to be a few yards deeper, but the land has eroded into the creek. She shows me her garden, where she has about 100 different types of flowers and herbs. Her lavender, birds of paradise, mint, roses, it's all thriving in the spring weather.
Como puedes ver, yo ahorita ya puedo ver mi jardín. Ya este año no hizo destrozos ni el año pasado.
Zavala tells me that last year and this year, there wasn't any damage done to her garden. While the garden is beautiful, I can't help but hear just how strong the water in the creek is flowing. A constant reminder that until something changes, flooding is still a threat. In Pescadero, I'm Sebastian Minobuccelli for Cross Currents.
That was the third story in our new series looking at the impacts of sea level rise in California. Find the whole series at klw.org/sealevelrise.